Turning now to some news from the world of sports at Marlins Park in Miami. They may not have been playing for home field advantage in the World Series, but the American and National League All-Stars last night nevertheless gave fans a competitive game that went into extra innings and ended with a 2-1 American League win thanks to a home run by Robinson Cano of the Seattle Mariners in the top of the 10th inning. Cano's eventual game winner was a solo shot off Chicago Cubs closer Wade Davis, and the win went to Craig Kimbrell of the Boston Red Sox, who worked his way out of a jam in the ninth. Cleveland's Andrew Miller picked up the save, and Cano earned the game's MVP honors. The Vermont Lake Monsters split a doubleheader in New York against the Staten Island Yankees yesterday. The Monsters dropped Game 1 3-1, which snapped the team's six-game winning streak, but they did bounce back with a 6-1 win in the nightcap. Kevin Morel had a good day at the plate in the Game 1 loss, going 3-for-3 with an RBI single for Vermont's only run of the contest. In Game 2, Greg Dykeman got his first professional hit. It was good for an RBI single to open the scoring for Vermont in a four-run first inning. Peyton Squire lined a two-run double and a sac fly off the bat of Jarrett Costa, rounded out the big first-inning rally for the Lake Monsters. Brian Howard tossed three scoreless innings with three strikeouts to get the win for Vermont. In the NECBL, the Vermont Mountaineers got great starting pitching from Grady Miller. He went six innings, allowing just two runs on five hits, and he got plenty of run support in Vermont's 9-3 win over the Valley Blue Sox at Recreational Field in Montpelier last night. Ryan Hogerwerf had an RBI double as part of a three-run fourth inning, and the Mountaineers tacked on three more runs in the fifth with Davis McKell showing that he can hit as well as pitch. He's usually a pitcher, but he produced an RBI double out of the designated hitter spot yesterday. The win was the 12th of the season for the Mountaineers. The Upper Valley Nighthawks continue to roll. They took both ends of a doubleheader against the Mystic Schooners in Connecticut last night, winning 2-0 in Game 1, despite getting just three hits in the contest. Ryan Jeffers opened the scoring in the first inning with an RBI single, and a Luke Reynolds home run in the second inning were all the runs Upper Valley would need, with Joe DeRosa and Corey Gill combining on a five-hit shutout. DeRosa scattered those five hits over five innings. Gill did not yield a hit in the final two. In the nightcap, the Nighthawks built up a 4-1 lead, and they held off a late Mystic rally when the Schooners scored twice in the seventh, but they could not get the equalizer in Upper Valley's 4-3 win in the second of that doubleheader contest. Now, the leader heading into Day 2 of the Vermont Amateur Golf Tournament is Jared Nelson of Rutland. The 17-year-old shot a 4-under-66 Tuesday at the Dorset Field Club, the oldest golf course in the United States. Nelson has the lead to himself, but not far behind. Just one shot off the pace is St. Johnsbury's Alex Rainville, who won the championship in 2015, and Rutland's Drake Hall also a shot back. At Wimbledon, a big upset for the hometown favorite yesterday. Sixth-seeded Johanna Konta of Britain defeated the number two-ranked player in the world, Romania's Simona Halep, in a three-set thriller at the All England Club, winning 6-7, 7-6, 6-4. Konta is vying to become the first British female champion at Wimbledon since Virginia Wade in 1977, and her win yesterday sets up what will be a fascinating semifinal on Thursday against American Venus Williams, who moved into the semis yesterday with a win over Latvia's Yelena Ostapenko. The men's singles are a tad more predictable. Rafael Nadal's ouster has been the biggest upset so far, and today three of the biggest names are in action, still alive: Andy Murray, Roger Federer, and Novak Djokovic, all hoping to make the semifinals after their matches later this morning, Eastern Standard Time. And 1 week is in the books for the world's most demanding cycling race. After 9 days of competition at the Tour de France, Chris Froome leads the field with Team Sky, with crashes and disqualifications early on still the buzz of the race. Froome's teammate Geraint Thomas crashed out of the race, and Peter Sagan was disqualified early on after a controversial collision with Mark Cavendish that also knocked him out of the Tour with an injury following that crash. Sagan was disqualified for causing the crash, even though Cavendish was behind him at the time. Many observers saw the contact with Cavendish by Sagan as unintentional.